welcome to the Amy Edwards Show. I am your host, Amy Edwards, and I'm super excited today because we're going to talk astrology, and I don't usually talk about astrology much, and so I'm very excited because we have an expert with us. So welcome to the show. I hope your 2024 is rolling pretty well. I'm feeling pretty good. I've been on a bit of a health kick, and I'm excited about this year, a lot more excited than I was about last year. So maybe it's my new space because I am in the cosmos here if you're watching, and I love my new space and it's developing. If you have any suggestions for me, I'm open to them. Always reach out. So let's get started today. Today we are welcoming Nicole Darren. Nicole is a psychedelic astrologer. She has extensive astrological, spiritual, and metaphysical study and is a certified life and success coach and a master of the subconscious mind with additional certifications in neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, which I'm a huge fan of, hypnotherapy, and EFT, emotional freedom technique, tapping. And big fan of all those things. And Nicole, I'm so happy to do this with you and welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, sister. I'm so glad to be here with you. I'm just as big a fan of you as you are me. It's just so nice.
Thank you. Thank you. You're so sweet. I love you. You're always such a bright light from the moment I met you, which I guess it's been a little over a year ago now. Met you through Bijou, of course, one of my soul sisters and friend of the show. Microdose Mamacita, if anybody's wondering. So I am so excited. Where would you like to begin? Would you like to clarify what a psychedelic astrologer is, or what would you like to start with today?
Yeah, I think that's a good start, because when I think about like what I do and my purpose in guiding clients is it's really to guide you back to yourself. It's the path of the soul, why we incarnated here. And when I was in my like deep, dark night of the soul and going through my like initiations and transformations, the two modalities that really helped me the most were understanding myself through the lens of astrology, as well as the use of psychedelics, specifically psilocybin. And what I experienced through microdosing to getting to know myself and diving deeper into essentially the soul's blueprint is what I share with my clients. So it's like, it was one of those things where I had this complete transformation. We've all experienced it. We've all had that like moment where like our life was like no longer the same. I was in a job where I made a tremendous amount of money. I was in a marriage where I was completely unhappy. It was an abusive, narcissistic marriage. And finally, one day I found myself just free floating. I was signing the divorce papers to dissolve my marriage. And the very next day I was laid off from this high paying executive job. And it was just like, there it is. It's me in spirit, just like hanging in the wind at that point, mm-hmm. with no tethers. My dog had died a few months earlier.
Oh my God.
I had just signed away my house. It was not, there was like nothing. I was just a free agent. I was just like a soul floating. And I knew that was happening at a very prominent point in my life. It all happened on a Scorpio full moon. If you ever, you know, think about like, what would be the most transformational, like the death and rebirth, like full moon of them all, it's the Scorpio one. And so like everything was stripped from me. And what I did was I had nowhere to be. So I put all my things in storage and I moved to the Canary Islands.
And I love it, because really in that moment, you have an option. Like, you're like, do I freak out and try to like scramble and cling to things that are clearly not meant for me, or do I embrace it?
Yeah. And I was 36 years old, and I worked my whole life, and I had like given myself to the marriage and given myself to the work. And I was just like, you know what? I got to figure out me. And so I put all my things in storage and I moved to this volcanic island, just to get to know me, to get in touch with spirit and to get to know what I do. Like, mm-hmm. what, like, who am I? Like, without all of those things, like without all of those programs, without all of the things that I'm told I am, and that the people that I was supposed to support and please in my life, they weren't there anymore. And so it was like getting up each day and it's like, okay, well, who are we? What do we feel like doing? Like, no one's calling. Yeah. There's no emails coming in. It's like, okay, well, what feels good? Some days it was just like, I want to try on every outfit in my suitcase and take pictures. Like, sometimes it's like, I want to go on it like a 5-mile walk. I just want to put my feet in the sand. And it was just like that path of rediscovery. To get to know myself and giving myself permission is what changed me. Like during that time is when I like dove deep into my astrological study, as well as using microdose, because I'd always done very large journeys. I'd been working with psychedelics mm-hmm. since I was 15 years old. I grew up in Colorado. I had incredible consciousness expanding experiences, but I had lost myself along the way in the shuffle. And so as I worked with the medicine and started learning from some of the best teachers in mycology and in like consciousness and all of that is where I really found myself. And I remember I kept writing in my journal, I just got to find a way to keep this going. And then I would go deeper. I'd be like, well, what is this? Like, I was like, I want to help people with astrology and psychedelics. And so that's what I do now. And it took a while to get there. I started as an astrologer and I was doing all these trainings and was doing all this education. And then I found our soul sister, Bijou, who was my incredible one-on-one mentor in this medicine work. And it was one of those things where I was like, well, if I'm an astrologer, you know, all the astrologers aren't going to take me seriously. They're going to think I'm a druggie. And then all of like the biohacking, like brain, like microdosing coaches aren't going to take me seriously because I'm an astrologer. And I had to just like move past that. And it was like, no, this is it. Like, this is the medicine. And I don't care if I'm the only one doing it. As far as I know, I'm the only one doing it right now. But it's the path back to yourself through self-actualization. So how astrology can show you what you are at the deep celestial level, giving you that permission, showing you what you're supposed to be moving through. And then the medicine to help us remove those blocks and somatically release what we don't need from our body and really like feel the emotions that we need to feel in order to transmute them. So that's kind of the story of like what a psychedelic astrologer is. I use both modalities to help you get to know yourself deeply, authentically at the soul level, and just like purge away and shave away anything that you are not, essentially.
Yeah. Well said. And you know what? There's definitely a space for what you do. You know, there's so many people that have that overlap. I'm sure you're encountering them, right? And it's when you follow your heart and you get to know yourself. And I think when you say know yourself and you didn't know yourself, I feel like for me, a lot of it was, I didn't even really quite know where to start with that. And as I learned more, I realized, and I think maybe this falls into what you were saying about yourself, I realized that I didn't even know what I wanted. And that was a big part of it. Like when somebody said, what do you want? I didn't have like the answers to that in certain settings. And so that was, I don't know if it's more women or what, but that was a big like opening for me. And I think it took psychedelic use for me too. I don't do as much anymore, but I've microdosed for a long time and I had to have those journeys and those awakenings.
Yeah, it's like the grace you're shown like from the medicine of like mm-hmm. gently like who you are, like it, especially in microdosing, it can be more gentle. Like it starts to come up and you start to witness yourself and you start to notice the change and you start to notice the emotions and you start to allow them, especially after using SSRIs. Because I was, you know, the kid who like my mom like took me to a therapist, said I had rage issues because I, you know, would take up for myself and like and stand firm on things and argue. And it was just like, okay, like I'm on medicine now. And so wow. I was on medicine for a long time, you know, like things weren't going right in my marriage. Like let me go to my psychiatrist. They give me something prescribed that I'm not feeling the feelings. I'm right. not like, I'm not experiencing the anger. I'm not honoring the rage inside me, the emotions, the sadness. It's just kind of like dulling. So I remember I was packing up for the Canary Islands. And I still had my SSRIs and I still had, you know, Xanax for like the anxiety. And I was just like, I don't need this anymore.
Wow.
And I didn't take it with me. I took medicine with me, you know,
yeah.
But I did not take that. And I was like, I'm going to feel everything. I have time to feel. It's like when you're in this like big corporate executive job, you're like, you don't have time for your emotions mm-hmm. to get in the way. You don't have time to like go under to the underworld. Like you have to stay afloat. That's what the societal program is like. Stay afloat, keep climbing the ladder, keep bringing in the money. Mm-hmm. And it's like, once everything was taken from me, like, I didn't give a shit about that anymore. So I could finally meet myself. And you're right. It is like, we have to figure out what we want. And oftentimes, like, there's this thing we know we want, but we think we can't have it. And that's yeah. like with my clients, they come to me all the time. Like, and they're like, I'm like, tell me, like, what is the thing? They're like, I don't know my purpose. I don't know what I want to do. And it's like, yeah, you do. Like, what's that thing that you really want that you think you can't have. And it's like, it's usually in the chart. We can find it in the chart. I'm like, it's meant to be made manifest. And then like, how do we get you there? Like, we shave back all the blocks. I witness cool. you in your wanting. I coach you there. And it's like, that's the stuff that I needed. It's like the thing I wanted was to be a psychedelic astrologer. And yeah. And the blocks in the way were like, oh, you need a degree, you need to study at Johns Hopkins, or you know, you need this, or you know, you need it to be a certain way, you need all these certifications. Yes, I have all sorts of certifications. Those were the parts of me too that were like, are you qualified enough to be teaching this? And it's like, yep. and like get another certification and study another book and like do another thing. But like, there's this like part of us that has this.
I feel that
knowledge.
So hard. Yeah. I feel that so hard. Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's like, we're helping people. Like we're telling our stories and we're sharing it, but then there's this part of us that like maybe doesn't feel worthy. And so we get another thing and we prove to ourselves, and it's this like endless cycle. So it's like that ability to understand we have inherent wisdom, understand that we have like this life path that has led us through so many things that we're trying to guide other souls to, and that we're worthy, and that like we are the medicine. Yeah, sure, my tools are astrology and psychedelics and a few other things, but it's like our experience in this lifetime, like that's the medicine. Like what you share on this podcast, like every week, that's your medicine. Everything you've moved through in this life, like there are other people who are about to start embarking on these changes and moves, and they need your medicine. So it's like every soul is so unique. We're here to be of service. Like we incarnate on earth to have this human experience. Yes. But it's like, how can we embody our gifts and be of service? That's what is most satiating. That mm-hmm. like all the money, all this stuff. And believe me, I'm a recovering materialist. Like I love stuff. As humans, we love stuff, but the one thing that you can't like really touch, that you can't match, being of service.
Yeah.
That's what's incredible.
It really is. Do you think that like with people that you work with and in your experience with corporate and then life falling apart, do you think that you desired and craved this but weren't willing to prioritize it? And if someone is desiring it, that life will present it to you and let everything fall away. So you have to prioritize yourself if they don't prioritize it, like if they're not in their day-to-day corporate parent, whatever it is that's sapping your time. If you don't prioritize this, life's going to do it for you if you really are desiring it deep down.
Yeah.
And I wondered if maybe that like you, that's something you kind of tell your clients. If they're thinking about it, you're like, it's going to happen. It's just, is it going to be on your terms or like, you know? Yeah.
Because it was like, I'm so glad you brought that up, because it was like this loud voice from God, from spirit, whatever you want to call it, was this voice from spirit that said, no, you're going to do something with more purpose now. You're going to do your purpose. And so here I was, a business development executive. I had over and over, like right after I lost my job, tons of people coming to me. I'll get you a job in sales. I'll get you a job in biz dev. You'll be making 300K a year. Like, don't worry about it. And it was that voice. It was like, no, you got to do your purpose now. And so it was like, it presented myself like the bottom dropped out, and I'm like, and I just kept saying like, no, I gotta do something with more purpose. And people would be like, what is that? And I'm like, I don't know.
Right.
And so then the canary eyes and then the going deeper. But for my clients, a lot of them are coming to me because they want to make a shift into something with more purpose. They are highly spiritual people who are like having these spiritual experiences, and they know they're meant for more. And that's what I get to guide them for. I'm like, I hope you don't have to do it like me, but you know what? Sometimes I think it's even tougher. Because for me to leave like the cherry job where I'm just taking business people out to lunch and I'm making just incredible money and I don't have, it was so easy. I would always say, this job is so cherry. There's no way I ever leave it. And so for those who
had
have
to leave
like
you,
a great,
right?
yeah. yeah. And it's like, now you got to make the decision. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, maybe, I mean, I have got Scorpio placements too. So I love a good like ego death and rebirth and like building myself back up from the fire. I'm sick for that. But like for some people who have to make the choice, it's like, and they're having the calling. And it's like, that's what we gently coach you to that place. It's like, what feels okay? Like, how can we create? Cause it's like a lot of this too, I'm certified in somatic attachment like therapy. And it's like, What will help you feel safe and resourced enough to start embarking on this journey? Sometimes pulling the plug completely and ditching things and packing up for the Canary Islands isn't going to do it. Your safety center, your nervous system isn't going to be prepared for that. So it's like having that support and witnessing and helping you shave back the layers and create safety so that you can expand spiritually, so you can expand in giving your gifts. And so that you could, you know, so many people come to me, I want to leave my matrix job. Okay, how do we create safety within yourself? And a plan moving forward so that you can do that comfortably without completely wrecking your nervous system and traumatizing yourself.
Absolutely. And that's really beneficial for people too, that feel limited by people in their lives and they don't know how to manage that. Like, oh, I want to do this, but I'll have to wait, you know, till kids graduate high school or till my husband does X, you know, or whatever it is. How do you proceed there?
Yeah, you know what it is? It's getting in the frequency of the type of gifts you want to be sharing. So first, we're going to take a look at your astrological blueprint, and we're going to say, like, okay, like, what are the reasons you incarnated here? What is true to you? What do you deeply value? And honestly, they know what it is, but a lot of times people think there's something wrong with them. They're like, this thing about me. And I'm like, no, that's your gift. You know, the Geminis, they're like, I do too many things and I start and I stop and it's like, you know what? Like, you're a Gemini and your gift is the gift of being the curious student. And you're a curious student of this life. And that's your skill, is you can pick things up and you can put them down when you get bored, and you can try all of the flavors in this lifetime. So then once they have permission, it's like, okay, how do we get you in the frequency of what you want to be rising to, what you want to be giving? Like, sometimes it's as like, it's, you know, okay, well, you got to start, you know, telling people about your gifts. You got to start owning them. So it's like having that ability to be witnessed in your gifts, having, especially when it comes to spiritual gifts, like, a lot of spiritual girlies come to me because they know what I am. I'm talking about the cosmos every day, you know, on the internet. And they say, like, you know, I'm really a gifted intuitive, and I'm really connected to spirit, and I don't tell anyone. And I'm like, okay, well, we got to start figuring out a way to create safety in your body so you can start sharing, so you can start connecting with those like-minded souls. Maybe it's just like holding a women's circle once a month at your yoga studio. Like, maybe it's, you know, sharing your vision for the, maybe it's like, I have a client who's interested in like sustainable, like agriculture and shifting into that. And so it's like, how do you get yourself around those people? How do you get yourself in that frequency? Because honestly, if we sit in our house and we just read the books and we just dream and we think and we, like, you know, like, mind manifest, like, it's not enough. It's like, okay, how do I get around people who like the same stuff as me? Mm-hmm. How do I get around people who will witness me and my gifts so I don't have to keep hiding them? And how do I get comfortable and confident in knowing and embodying who I am in order to start? Because incredible things will open up when you just start. The second I started like doing astrology, and I would just like tell, I would be at the Starbucks and I'd be like, I tell them I'm an astrologer. And so all the baristas are like, Hey Nicole, can you tell me my moon sign? Can you tell me about this? And it's like being in that frequency of helping people, of giving a little medicine, is it feeds more. And then I would notice, like, I would open up my like email and I had 3 bookings. So it's like, how do you stay on that frequency? Because the universe is like, okay, you want this, prove it. Mm-hmm. If you want this, prove it. Like, how are you embodying it? How are you doing it? I remember I used to give free sessions, and I would just, the way I would feel after giving my medicine, after helping someone, after getting the text of like, oh my God, you finally gave me permission to be me. I feel so free. I live in Washington, D.C. I had so much energy. I would like run. I would run or speed walk down to the National Mall, and I'm vegan now, but I would get frozen soft serve covered in sprinkles. And I'd just sit on a tree and I'd like gobble it down and be like so grateful. Like, I just want to like bask in this feeling of giving my medicine. And then, boop, like another email alert. Like, then I had a paid session. You know, so it's like, how are you giving your medicine on a day to day, even amidst your corporate job, like even amidst your like husband, wife, like child rearing duties, like how are you giving your medicine? And then the universe is going to drop more opportunities to keep giving it.
You know what I love too, is that this is so much bigger than like reading the newspaper to see what your day holds from astrology. You know what I mean? Like, this is such a like bigger take on like things that really matter, not like, you're going to have a shit day today or whatever, you might read in the newspaper. And there's a lot to it. What do you tell skeptics of astrology? Because I myself have had some skeptical moments. But
well, you're a Virgo, of course.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go ahead and clarify that. You are Cancer Sun, Aquarius Moon, and Libra Rising, correct? And I am Virgo Sun, Pisces Moon, and also Libra Rising. So
Yeah. So let's talk about the Libra Rising, because I love that that thing we have in common. Because what I always say is, like, the Sun sign is okay. That's our probability. That's our gifts. It's what, like, kind of the avatar we're playing. What comes naturally to us? Like, you being a Virgo, you're discerning. You're like, okay, yeah, I think this astrology stuff is cool, but, like, I have the ability to, incredible ability to analyze and to see the details and discern. And so, of course, like, you're going to be naturally skeptical. Me as a Cancer Sun, like, my gift is the gift of intuition and feeling things, like, incredibly deeply. Cancer is the most intuitive sign in the zodiac. So, like, we do things by feel. We feel things in our gut. Like, we can feel the feelings of others, like, when we walk into a room. So it's like, okay, those are our natural gifts. But if you think about the rising sign, this is a sign that was rising on the eastern horizon the second we took our first breath. This is what we are rising to in this lifetime. We also call it the ascendant. It's what we're ascending to. So we incarnate here on this very specific day and time onto this earth. And we have this chart designed, and we come here and we want to do everything in the chart, and we want to embody this chart. And this is our experience. What we want to overarching move towards is, like, I want to embody the highest manifestation of the Libra. And so, like, we come here as a soul wanting to do many things and have this whole human experience. It's like a freaking amusement park here on earth. We want to do all the things, but, like, overarching, it's like, I want to really embody and, like, rise towards the highest road, Libra. So it's like, let's talk about Libra. First of all, like, we can't ignore, like, our skills in the aesthetic. You know, our desire to keep things aesthetically pleasing, and clothes and colors and home decor. God, I love your home. I love being in your home because it's a Libra's dream. And so Libra is gifted, like, ruled by Venus. And so Venus rules aesthetics, beauty. It also rules love and partnership. So it's like this desire to learn how to collaborate and be the best partner. But above all else, Libra has this just, like, need for fairness and diplomacy and balance and harmony. And so there's this lifetime we've chosen for ourselves where we have this pursuit of balance and grace and fairness and justice is very of high priority to me. Being ruled by Venus, it's like, okay, that's the flavor of the lifetime. We want to experience beauty. We want to experience love. We want to experience pleasure. It's the planet of pleasure. We picked a good one, Amy. And so that's, like, what we're rising towards. It's like, how do we do this to the best of our ability? We know the low roads is, like, codependency and people pleasing and just trying to keep the peace and keep things nice. But, like, how do we, like, know ourselves deeply, know what we need, honor our needs, and be the best damn partner? And be a collaborator and create harmony and bring beauty to this lifetime. That's part of what we're here to do.
Ooh, I like it. Mm-hmm. I had read some about Libra ascendant, and I really liked what it put forward. But anytime you're talking about the ascendant, I suppose you're talking about those higher qualities, and that's what someone is aspiring toward, right?
Yeah. So. And that's the thing. Like, some people, like, it comes naturally, and some people like, it's like, you know what? I get a lot of Leo risings. I feel like, yeah, we've looked at your chart. You have Leo placements, and so do I. Like, we love our, like, and Leo, we love to show up big and shiny.
Yeah.
And
I have a big piece of artwork too by Flip Solomon. I bought the original, that big one. Did you see
it? Oh, yeah.
It's called Leo Rising. And I love it. So I have a lot of, like, lion. I just bought a new lion painting. We bought a velvet painting of a lion.
Yeah, of
it's
course.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. You're showing your, like, love and gifts in the aesthetic. But yeah, I have clients who are, like, Leo rising. I'm like, okay, well, you're here to be bold and be the courageous leader and step up and defend the defenseless and take up space, shine. And they're like, oh, can I get a new one? Can I get a new assignment? And it's like, but they feel it. And there's this desire to grow into it. And sometimes it can be a little bit of a growth edge, but it's like, how can we embody our rising sign? The rising sign is important because it sets the tone for where all the houses fall in the birth chart wheel. So it's incredibly important. And you're right. When we do this like soul-based, psychological-based astrology, which I was trained in by like an incredible teacher, Deborah Silverman, and really to help use it to help us get to know ourselves rather than like, oh, okay, like today, you know, you're going to have an argument with your boss and this and that. That's horoscope astrology or like that cosmopolitan, like, oh, you know, Leo's like so showy, so flashy. That doesn't help us very much. But when we look at it from the perspective of, you know, what are our values? That's Venus in your chart. What drives us? That's Mars in your chart. You know, like, what about your moon? Your moon is what you need to feel safe and satiated and comfortable. And it's your emotional body. So when we can start to understand these parts of ourselves and not use it as an excuse, you're like, oh, okay, like I'm a Scorpio, so I'm allowed, you know, to be secretive, or like, you know, or I'm an Aries, I'm allowed to be a loud dick, you know, like that's not what we use astrology for. There are octaves of this. This is a high road and a low road. So when we use it to allow ourselves to experience like, yeah, this is what I need. Like, I really need this to feel comfortable and safe. I really need this emotionally. Or, you know, this is what I deeply value. And you give yourself permission and someone witnesses you in that, you can really start moving towards like the high road of that. And then it's like when you're also working with like microdosing, and it's like maybe you have blocks around like really like going for like what your deep desires are. You can see them in the chart. And that's what would happen to me. I would have astrology clients, and we'd have this electric session. It'd be an hour. They're like, I feel so seen. I know exactly what I want to do. And they're going off into the world and they feel great. And then I would hear from them 3 months again later when they're in crisis again. And they fell off and they went back into their old routine. And I would just hear from them 3 months later. And it was the same thing. For the microdosing clients I was helping, it was like they're opening their mind. They feel like they're part of something bigger. They feel like they're meant for more. They feel more connected to this earthly experience. And they're like, I have no idea though what I'm going to do or what it's supposed to be. And so the astrology would help them. So that's when I notice really the symbiotic like relationship between the two is like, if you get to know who you are cosmically, but there's going to be resistance. There's going to be blocks. It's the effort of getting to know yourself and like and seeing the programs that were imprinted in you and your subconscious and combing them away so you can authentically embody.
Are you ready to up-level your pleasure practice? I have in mind, and the main things that have helped me are the tools that I've found from Wands. Wands creates luxurious products that encourage us all to honor our body, celebrate our sexuality, and live in pleasure, with more pleasure all the time. One of my favorites, if you listen to this show, then you probably already know, is the cervix wand. Wands has trademarked their number one best-selling glass pleasure wand. It's for vaginal and anal de-armoring, and it's designed for cervical and G-spot stimulation. And let me tell you, it's incredible. It's helped thousands of women become more connected to their bodies and their pleasure, and supports them to heal pelvic pain through self-yoni massage, and helps awaken more pleasure. Just recently, I've ordered the Venus wand, another trademarked wand from Wands, and it's designed to activate and awaken the G-spot and more. Also, don't miss one of their new offerings, which are free bleed blankets that can be used as waterproof intimacy blankets. They have a beautiful selection now available. But take a look around at wands.com, that's W-A-A-N-D-S, because they have a huge selection of incredible items like yoni eggs, crystal pleasure wands in amethyst, black obsidian, anything that your heart desires, and so much more. Check them out at wands.com. That's W-A-A-N-D-S.com. And use my link in the show notes to get 10% off, or simply enter my code, Amy Edwards, at checkout. Again, that's W-A-A-N-D-S, wands.com. Y'all, I have started using higher dose products, and I am such a fan. You know, I don't put anything on this podcast that I am not 100% completely behind. And I have a special discount code for you for all higher dose products. I'm so excited. If you don't know, Higher Dose is a wellness company. They have wellness tech products, they have tools, they have supplements, and they have body care. They have so many things that are hot right now, too, that are really biohacking and up-leveling our lives at home, which is really cool. They have an infrared sauna blanket. They have an infrared PEMF mat that I'm so excited to be sharing about soon. One of my favorites, though, is the red light face mask. It stimulates collagen, it activates glowing skin, reduces fine lines, regenerates cells, and it's soft. It's not like one of the hard plastic ones, so you can kind of move it around on your body, which I've been doing, and I am seeing amazing results. I am absolutely addicted to it. I use it every single night, and I'm using it in conjunction with one of their other products, the Glow Serum, and I'm very picky about what I put on my skin, and I am loving the Glow Serum. It's specially formulated to plump and hydrate and stimulate radiant skin, which that's the goal. They have a ton of other products too, magnesium ingestibles, magnesium body care, which has a healing oil and a serotonin soap that you can use in your bath, which I've been using too. It boosts your mood, enhances your skin, and deepens your detox, gets you calmed down. Anyway, I'm a fan, so I'm so excited to offer you 15% off using my code MAGIC15. Go to the show notes. You can click through on the link right there, or if you go to Higher Dose, just enter the code MAGIC15 and you'll get 15% off. Higher Dose has been featured in Goop, Glamour, Elle, Vogue, Bazaar, Allure, basically you name it. And there's a reason why. So go check it out. It's at higherdose.com and enter my code MAGIC15 for 15% off.
Did you know that according to a study, 87% of women who have hair extensions lie about having them? And almost 2/3 of women have done some kind of hair extension at some point. So if you do the math, it's a lot. This show is all about letting go of judgments. So if you don't want to tell, I'm not going to judge you. And if you want to know the best secret for hair extensions anywhere around, it's right here in Austin, Texas at The Collective ATX. They have the most natural, lightweight, comfortable hair on the market, and they specialize in no damage to your natural hair like traditional hair extension methods, which I've tried them all, and I didn't even know that your hair is automatically damaged if the extensions are placed anywhere below your ears. Crazy, right? My hair is actually growing in and getting healthier now too. Plus, they keep all their extensions in-house, meaning that you don't have to wait at all. Not to mention color. I'm so picky. I did it myself for years because no one can get it right until now. They were named a top 200 salon by Salon Today in 2023. They've changed my hair journey. Let them change yours. The Collective ATX. Link is in the show notes. Tell them I say it.
Yeah, and you've mentioned like permission a few times, mm-hmm. and there's this like block I think we have collectively about permission to not know, and I have been faced with not knowing so many times in my life, and you just like feels like a dangerous, unsafe space. But when you can give people permission and you just say like you were saying, like that's okay, so you don't, so fucking what, right?
Yeah. Well, and then like I'm able to use like astrological timing techniques too to explain like what phase they're in right now, when it's
going. Oh, I love that.
Oh, it's so cool because yeah. A lot of people are like, I just had a client the other day. Why isn't my career taking, like, why isn't my business? Like, what do I need to do to get it going? But the astrology is saying like, it's time to go inward. It's time to be quiet. It's mm-hmm. time to like, look into the subconscious and do emotional healing. Or my favorite clients, like they're in a year where they're supposed to, they're in a fifth house year and they're supposed to be focused on joy and play and inner child and just having a good time. And they're like, I can't do that. That doesn't feel safe. And I'm like, well, listen, I don't know what to tell you, but the astrology is saying that you need to tap into your inner child, that you need to find what brings you joy, that you need to focus on this, like raising your frequency, and the rest of the stuff is going to come. So it's like, sometimes people are like, I feel like I need to take a break and get to know myself better. Then I can say, yeah, that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Gives them permission. Permission sometimes.
We do.
I love giving homework. My favorite is to give fifth house homework. Like go play, go jump in a puddle. Like go explore, like get a hobby, like get your hands like in the mud, do ceramics, like whatever you need to do. But it's like sometimes, like usually, especially the clients like I attract are incredibly intuitive. Most of them are women. They're incredibly intuitive women, and they know what's next for them. They know what they want to be doing. They know where they're going, but they just don't think they can.
Yeah, or, you deny it.
Yeah. Or they're like, oh, no, no, that's irresponsible or that's flippant. And it's like, you know, sometimes you're in a Saturn ruled year and you're supposed to be more responsible and you're supposed to be more disciplined. And like maybe you're horsing around too much. And that's when we need to get back on track with a routine. But it's like, usually, you know what you should be doing. And there's permission. And or sometimes like you're so programmed and it's the opposite that you're focusing on and you're wondering why your life is out of balance. It's because you don't have the other end. So it's like astrology is so archetypal. Like we have these planetary archetypes and these zodiacal archetypes that really help like describe, you know, the energy and the quality of the time and the quality of like the astro weather, you know, and it helps us to use as a reflecting tool. Now, yes, I do predictions and I can help people with that, but it's when we look at a difficult time and then I'm able to delineate like what's happening there and they can make sense of it. And they're like, yes, that is what I'm experiencing. Then they can use it for their highest good. Then they can turn their mindset around it and understand that this is a phase that's meant to end. That's not going to last forever.
Which it all is. I mean, it all is. It all is. It all is. One of my favorite things is, you know, this too shall pass. And that goes for the good also. It's such a profound thing because even that passes and that's part of this time-based experience that we're having. And so I like that so much. When you can remember, it's just a chapter. I personally went through it in the last, I'd say year and a half. It was really, actually, I'm going on 2 years, but just, it was such a season for me. And it was very, when you're in it and it's hard, it can be very hard to see your way out of. And I think maybe what you're describing with astrology really, really is a very strong reminder that it's a season, even the way the stars move in the sky, you know?
Yeah. And sometimes the seasons are longer than others. And sometimes they're really short. Like if you think about it, like we as humans are so affected by the moon, right? The moon controls the tides, it controls our bodies, it controls our cycles. The moon changes into a different sign every 2.5 days. Yeah. So it's like, I'm feeling so stressed. I'm feeling anxious. I can't stop overthinking. The moon's in Virgo maybe, you know, and then the moon shifts and it's in Libra all of a sudden, like where it's more comfortable and like, and you feel more easeful. So it's like understanding that the emotions you're feeling, like it's going to pass. The moon, sure, it changes a sign every 2.5 days. It changes a degree every 2 hours. So it's like, you're going to feel different in an hour, in 3 hours, in 1 day, in 2 days, in 1 week. But a lot of times, like we as humans, we're afraid we're going to get stuck in the emotion. It's impossible. It's impossible to get stuck in the same emotion. Mm-hmm. It's ever changing, like the tides.
That's the thing that gets me about astrology is viewing it through that moon. Like when you think about the moon, it is a fact that we are affected by the moon. If we're 70% water and it's affecting the tide, then right there, okay, there's something. And then I'm like, how does its placement in a certain constellation affect me? Like, How does that work? I mean, is it the pull of all these planets? Is it the same gravitational thing?
Yeah, what it really is I like to think of it as a cosmic mirror. Like the planets aren't making us do things. It's not making things happen on this earth, but it's giving us a taste of the quality of the time. Like this is what it feels like. This is what you're supposed to be experiencing and feeling. And as it shifts, like you're going to notice a shift towards something else. And as it activates different placements in your chart, you're going to notice it's an internal. And a lot of times, like you'll notice like things manifested in external experience, but it's a mirror. The planets aren't forcing us to do things. If you live attuned with it and you start to notice and you use it to reflect, it is such a great self-reflection tool because a lot of times we have such resistance to the things we haven't experienced or the things that we think we don't want to experience. And we have like an idea of like how things should be, but we incarnated here with specific missions and specific lessons and specific karma that we're trying to move through and lessons we're supposed to learn and, and grow and hone our soul. And so paying attention and using this as a reflection to like, oh, you know, that was really, really uncomfortable. But later on, like with a different set of eyes, you can see how that shifted you towards a higher timeline, towards your greater evolution.
That seems to really mesh with the psychedelic, because in my psychedelic experiences, and I think it's pretty common, you have that sense of wholeness and oneness and, you know, alignment with the universe, and that, you know, you are connected to the stars. It's all a bigger thing. So like what you're describing too, as it can be a reflection, it also gives you a sense of maybe belonging.
Yeah, an interconnectedness, connection to this
better word.
Cosmic force, and then the internal force. What I do on larger private experiences, we'll dive deep into the astrology before going into a deep, large medicine experience. And it's profound. What happens during these experiences is not only a reflection of how the astrology is activating the chart on that day, but archetypally of what the client is supposed to be moving through. They'll experience it actually in their journey. And so it's the synthesis of the two. And now you have a language for it, because in these larger medicine journeys, you're having these extremely archetypal experiences in this journey. And then when we're able to delineate them and talk about the archetypes on a larger level or on a more personal level, then it makes a lot of sense. So it's fascinating. It's incredible. The cosmic knowledge I'm able to give before a journey, and then the cosmic experience, how it's brought in to the journey, and how they're able to understand more about their psychedelic journey through this language.
Cool. Yeah. What's a typical day like for you? What are some of your base practices, and how do you stay in practice with this and aligned with it?
Yeah, they've changed so much over the years. I remember when I started off in this work, I was very focused on a lot of meditation and astral projection and chakra balancing and all of these things, things that were kind of getting me in my higher crown chakra, in my head, that were keeping me up in the cosmos, keeping me connected to my divine channel. Last year, it was very clear to me, I was being guided to get back in my body. I'm such a space case. I have no earth in my chart. I'm this cosmic channel, and I'm just out in the fucking star systems. And it's just no. I was being directed to get back in my human body, because I incarnated to be here and be in this human body. And a lot of times I notice it's the kind of the glamorization of going out into the other realms and experiencing oneness with the cosmos. But it's we're here. We came here to have this earth experience. So a huge part of my practice now are things. And this is based on my elemental distribution in my chart. I don't have access to earth. Earth is what grounds us. It's what keeps us practical. It's our root chakra. It's what keeps us safe and feeling good and solid, and connected. And so for me, it's Kundalini breathing exercises that I do. It's yoga about 4 to 5 times a week. It's breathing and meditation that connects me to my body and the somatic experience. So no longer am I doing, which I love the Joe Dispenza meditations and all that stuff. That's incredible. I used to do that a lot, but now it's a somatic experiencing meditation where I'm just breathing and noticing what's happening in my body. And I'm asking my body for wisdom. And I'm asking my body to tell me what I need to hear. Also a grounding practice. It's freezing here. I don't know how cold it is.
Oh my God. It's 17. It's warmed up a little bit today, but it's been so, I'm sitting here wrapped up in a blanket.
It's the same for us in DC, but typically I need to go out and I need to put my feet in the earth. I live in DC. There's a big circle. I'm downtown DC too. So don't anyone tell me that you can't go ground. I go to the circle. There's plenty of grass. There's a tree. I like to put my butt in the roots. I like to take my socks and shoes off and put my feet in the earth as often as I can, once a day. Now it's been cold, so I haven't been doing this, but I'll put my butt in the roots or I'll put my hands in the earth. And so for me, a lot of my practice is grounding me into the physical and being present in my body. This is what I love about microdosing mushrooms, because there's such a somatic experience, a body feeling that you get from it. It gets you in your body. It helps you notice what's happening. And so this last year, and I continue to do so many exercises that keep me grounded. For a lot of my clients who maybe they don't have any fire in their chart and they have trouble getting moving and getting excited and being driven. They have to move their body. You have to figure out how to cultivate that element. They have to move their body. They have to get in the gym. They have to lift heavy things. Or if they're having trouble, you know, expressing anger or getting anger out of the body, I'm like, go to the range and shoot guns. Break. Yeah, I've gone to Goodwill and bought like China plates and broken them. Like, we have to figure out a way to like move energy through our body to connect with fire and let that out of our body. So it depends on like who you are elementally and like what you need and what you're trying to focus on. But my practices, my daily practices are all, because I'm so connected to the cosmos, because I'm so connected to my channel, it's to ground me into my body. And I'm so grateful for all the body work that I've done over the last year. And I still continue to really anchor myself into it.
Ooh, that is so cool to hear, because I think there's a misconception that everybody who does work like you do is like, you know, way up here in the cosmos functioning in that spiritual space rather than that grounding. And I mean, personally, I, you know, you might not agree with this because you look at it through the lens that you just said, but we are having this human experience. So like abso-fucking-lutely we should be grounding and doing like in touch with our bodies. Like that's part of the deal that we signed up for here. So like, to me, that's just a huge part of it, and it can easily get denied. And so
absolutely.
I don't know. That's just
no, you're absolutely right. And I didn't understand the importance until it was like made so blatantly aware to me that I didn't feel safe. I didn't feel rooted. Of course I was a spinning top, like spinning around, you know. And when I started to do that, it was so boring to me, because I've got a lot of air in my chart and a lot of water and fire. And I just I love intellectual stimulation. And when I had to start doing these somatic practices, it was slow. And my mentor would be like, okay, I'd be like, okay, I did the practice. Like, I know the practice. And it was a Kundalini breathing practice. And he's like, okay, do you know it so well? Is it so embodied that you could just drop in the middle of the street and start doing it? And I'm like, no.
Fuck.
Like,
yeah.
And so I would have to keep doing, and you have to go slow. And so it's like listening to your body and the inherent wisdom, because like a lot of us like really like are, and we're all connected to our intuition. Sometimes we get disconnected along the way. I've certainly had, you know, times in my life and phases where I was tremendously disconnected from myself and my intuition. But we know what we need. And I knew I didn't feel safe. And it's like, well, how do I feel safe? It's like, I have to create that safety in my body, in my nervous system. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people are like, how do I, you know, like shake this? How do I like move forward? It's like, you have to work on healing your nervous system. There's so many things we have to do. It's like, we want so many things,
I mean,
but like,
the list is long. Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
And it's like, and sometimes it's really apparent, and sometimes you need a sister to be like, listen, you're all over the place. Like, you need to get grounded. You need to regulate your nervous system. And it's like, oh yeah, I guess I do. I am kind of like out of sorts all the time. And so like, it's that awareness of like, A, like how we are elementally, like what we're really good at, like what maybe our edge is going to be. That's usually like the secret sauce to like really balancing, because we want to be balanced. We want all of the elements within us to feel balanced. The fire, that's our air, that's our energy, that's our chi. The air, that's how we connect and communicate, that's our intellect. The water, that's our connection to emotions and intuition and feeling things and our ability to, you know, cry and experience emotions. And then the earth, which is, you know, the practical. It's manifesting in this like earth realm. Like, it's a physical. It's like, do you have your budget? Like, do you take care of your money? Do you feel grounded? Are you making practical steps forward? And so it's all of those four elements and how we balance them. And sometimes like we feel out of balance, and it's just as simple as like getting your hands in the dirt and creating a budget. Yeah. I don't have earth. I've never been good at it. And so that's my work in this life.
Yeah. You know what? It is for me too. And I can get out of my practices too. I don't want anybody to think that I can't, or out of my intuition. Even just recently, just in the last week or two, I found myself, I had a lot of fear coming up, and I was like, that's that insecurity. Right. And I ended up on my notes app, I wrote Amy's big fear list, and I just went ahead and got it all out. And then, you know, I really just spent some time wondering, like, what am I learning right now? Why is this coming up? And it was for me about surrender. I'm having a chapter of surrender. And so I think whenever these things are coming up, if you could just get like Notice them. Just like notice them. And
yes.
Yeah.
Note and honor your fear. Like your fear really? Is an
is that
indicator.
What is that what I did or is that yeah, what I should be
doing?
Yeah,
you honored
it
by okay. witnessing it.
You're I did. Like, I tried. It's like
oh,
okay.
Here's the thing that I do and some of my clients do too. And I get to say, don't worry, I do that too, but we can't do that. And we're going to like move forward together. It's around the bank account. Some people, yeah. myself
That's
included,
a big
hate
one.
Looking at the bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Hate it. Like, I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to like worry about it. And the truth is you're turning away from it. So not only are you not acknowledging your fear, you're not facing it. So by you writing down and saying like, what are the fears? That helps dissolve some of them. That helps get it out of your head. And you can witness, you're like, this is my fear. And you can honor it and like honor your human experience. And we have to do hard things as humans.
Yeah.
Right now I told you I'm having health issues. I'm having a difficult health transit. It's like, we have to honor what we're experiencing. We have to like accept it within our emotions and feel it in our body. And right now there's a collective like fear. I've felt the fear this week too. Like, I'm so glad you mentioned that because it's so human. Like, yeah, we have these fears and it's like, it felt so good for me to like lay on the couch crying yesterday to my partner and say like, this is what I'm afraid of. And then have him just look at me and receive it. And so whether it's writing it in your notes app or saying it out loud to your partner and being vulnerable, like we're having a shift as Pluto shifts from the final degree of Capricorn into Aquarius, and Pluto is the planet of transformation, but fear and power and corruption. So I'm noticing like fear is coming to the surface as we make this generational shift. Pluto is going to be in Aquarius for 20 years. And so I noticed collective fear is at a high. It's like, but are we ignoring it? Like, are we honoring it? Write it in your, you know what, Amy, I love that you said that. I'm going to write down my fears because you can start to dissolve them by seeing them. And I always like to do with some of my clients, like a worst case scenario. And
yes,
I remember.
Yes, I did this. Yes.
The worst agreed. Case scenario, and you just go all the way down. And that's what I did as I was like making this shift into this type of work that I'm doing. And I really, really wanted to do it, but I was scared. I was scared it wasn't going to support me. I was scared it wasn't going to take off. And it does support me now. And I remember walking down the street and I was so freaking scared. And I was like, okay, let's think about the worst case scenario. Literally, like you keep doing this until you're down to your last dollar. You sell your condo, you sell all your stuff, and you move in with your twin brother in Oregon. And then I was like, well, that doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. When you get like, to the worst case, I'm like, will I really end up homeless and freezing on the street in Austin? And I'm like, I really won't. I will go.
No, you
live
come
with
live
someone.
Here with me in my studio I'll go apartment. Live with you.
Yeah.
Until I run out of money, we move in with my twin brother.
You know, and that sounds all pretty good. Psychedelics are legal there, are they?
And so it's like that exercise even creates a lot of safety because we think about how resourceful yes. we are, and we think about how like a lot of times like it's just this big like gaping fear. But when we can track the fear, what am I really afraid of? I'm afraid that I won't have shelter or protection, or mm-hmm. I'm afraid I won't have someone at the end of the day, you know, to talk about my debt. Like, what is the fear? What is the deep down rooted issue? And then
I think
like,
so many times there's a pride element in there. Mm-hmm. And if we're really being honest, it's like, oh, I'll be embarrassed, you know? Yeah. And then you're like, fuck, that's my ego. That's, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love it when I get embarrassed now because it makes me feel really human. And I'm like, oh,
I love that.
It's so crunchy and it's so weird. And so I embarrass myself a lot. Like, I've only been in a relationship with I had the divorce in 2021. And now I'm in a really loving, really incredible relationship for like about 9 months now. And sometimes I just embarrass myself. Just to see if I can survive it. And the way he looks at me, like when I embarrass myself, and he's like, I just love how real and weird you are. And I'm like, okay, that's the thing. Like, we're all real and we're all weird. And we all have these things that like seem really embarrassing. They're not that embarrassing. They might be what makes us cool.
Yeah. I try to tell my kids that too. And you know, you're still lovable at the end of the day. You're just still lovable. In fact, maybe even more so, maybe it even just, someone feels it more because you are willing to be vulnerable enough to just be yourself and be weird and embarrass yourself.
And that gives permission to them, to everyone else, to be weird, to embarrass them. I have so many clients that come, I feel like the main thing clients come to me when they start working and want to get into a container with me, they're like,
I just want to learn to not give a fuck what anyone thinks. I just want to be authentic. And they see me being a weirdo on Instagram and they're like, I get the feeling you have those codes for me. And I'm like, yeah, it's what I do. I help you be authentic and own it. And I witness you and you can be weird with me and you can like start to feel that safety in it. And then you can go out into the world and then share that and help other people be themselves too. But it's like, we all just want to be able to be lovable, even in our weirdness. And we want to be able to be authentic. And somewhere along the line, we've probably learned a thing or two that like, oh, you know, good girls don't do this. Or if you want to succeed, you don't do this. Or if you want to, you know, attract a guy, you don't do that. And all these like weird little programs and like nasty little like storylines like get in our body somehow. And I just like, I get you on psychedelics and I help you understand your astrology. And I just pluck those programs out. And I'm like, nope, that's not useful anymore.
Do you have like a series of questions that you ask somebody when you say on psychedelics? Do you mean the microdose or do you mean like a full?
I do both, but like what I mostly do is like a 7-track coaching session, microdose assisted, where we dig into the astrology and we go into its area of you, your psyche, and your embodiment, or your family history, or like some of your like pain points and wounds, and then we go through a session like that. And so that's the main thing I do. I do larger experiences. I do retreats and I do all of that too. But what I really love to do is start small because we don't want to just like blow the top off and then you're out of the matrix and you're wandering around like open and raw. And like, I just had this incredible spiritual psychedelic experience and it like nothing makes sense. So this is where I like to start, is with like understanding the astrology, understanding your embodiment, and then like going session by session, like using the microdose to help open us up a little, to help connect us more, to really receive the information and like be witnessed in your revelations and witnessed in what comes up. And so that's typically the main thing I do day to day.
I love it. And I kind of want to point out, you brought something up earlier. You were talking about nervous system regulation. And I had an experience about a little over a year ago, probably right around the time we met. And I think it was. And I was doing all the things that I do to regulate my nervous system, whether it's breathing or exercise or meditation, all of that. And I know how, and yet I was still dysregulated because of an experience that I'd had. And so I microdosed for a month-ish, and I probably took them 4 or 5 times a week. Mm-hmm. So a lot, you know, probably four. And I am so glad I did, because it helped move that energy. So even if someone's feeling like maybe they're regulated, I like to bring that up because it really helped me, you know, get more in touch with it and open up.
Yeah, because a lot of times, like, we may be regulating, we may be like doing a really good job resourcing our bodies and ourself and our spirit, but like something is going to come along, some type of stimuli that really puts us out of whack. And that's an indicator of something like deeper that needs to be acknowledged, that needs to be worked through. And so when I work with clients in a microdosing capacity, it's also like, you know, figuring out like the protocol and the routine and how to work with it in ceremony, like, and really create a ritual around it. So it's like, so you know how to intuitively use it for the rest of your life.
Ooh,
you may have a protocol. Yeah, you may have your protocol and get used to it for like 3 to 6 months, right? And then after that, you're like, I don't need this right now. And something comes up, like a trigger or a sticky point where you're like, I feel like this is something and I can't get to the bottom of it with my other modalities. And then you can bring back the medicine and use it intuitively and witness yourself in this and help kind of like unravel it. I think that's perfect. And I do that too. It's like, oh, I notice I feel stuck. It's time to start back again. It's time to start back and see what comes up and like really like get comfortable, like digging in and meeting myself here, like meeting this edge, meeting this.
Yeah. Ooh, I kind of want to do this work with you.
Yeah.
It sounds so good.
Yeah.
Like maybe I need to.
It's so good. It's so good. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing too about like being witness, like, we're all medicine women, like, right? Like we have this ability to heal and like help each other heal, but being witnessed by your sister and like, and bringing your like ugly stuff. I'm using air quotes for those who are listening, not watching. It's like bringing your uglies and holding them out and then having a sister say like, cool, I'll hold this with you. Mm-hmm. And like not look at it like it's ugly and like help you unravel it. and like and hold you in it. Like, it's powerful work. Like, we all deserve that type of support and the permission. Like, that's why I keep saying the word, like, we need permission slips to go after our dreams, to really anchor into our values. Sometimes, like, we need permission to be who we are and how we are, because it feels like we can't, because society tells us we can't. But the truth is, we incarnated here made of completely different stardust than everyone else. We have this unique chart and this desire at the soul level to embody our chart. You know, I didn't come to embody yours or anyone else's. Like, I have mine, and that's what I wanted to move through. And I have permission to do that. And you have permission to do yours. And we all have permission to be completely unique and made of different stardust than everyone else. So each of us is going to have a different path. And we need permission to really embody that path authentically with no apologies.
Mm, I love that so much, because I mean, we are made of star stuff. That's a fact. Neil deGrasse Tyson says it, you know? So what you just said makes a lot of sense aligned with all this. Yeah.
And we find tremendous satisfaction and freedom when we can finally just be us and just listen to our soul and just like do the things that feel true to us and stumble. Let's be real. We're going to stumble. I stumble, you, so we all stumble, and it's that stumbling and the grace that comes with it, the grace that comes after when we honor the lessons and we say like, oh, okay, you know, that was regrettable. I'm going to choose again. I'm going to choose differently. I'm going to try harder. I'm going to come with a different lens.
Yeah. But then is it regrettable if you learned and actually show up in the way that you, it's not. And, you know, like you were saying about, oh, look at the, you know, I'm embarrassed for someone to see this ugly thing. Mm-hmm. It's again, breaking past that labeling, breaking past like, oh, I'm calling this ugly. It's just a thing, you know, like.
I like to remind my clients and also my partner, like, I'm a psychedelic astrologer. Like, I talk to people about their weird every day. Like, I have heard and seen it all. There is nothing to be embarrassed about. And like, and it's like when we accept that, like, yeah, we're humans, we're weird and we have weird things and they're beautiful and messy and we get to work through them in this lifetime to grow and hone our soul. It's like, okay. That feels a lot better than like, there's this weird gross thing about me. Cause chances are, if you tell me, I'm going to be like, cool. Okay.
Yes. And yeah, exactly. So that is so, so incredible. I'm so happy that personally, even I got such a deeper look at what you do and such a wider, you know, lens to it, because it's such impactful work to get people to, because, you know, I want that too. I want everybody to live to their maximum potential and feel good and just feel fucking good about it. Like, that's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I want, that's a, it's like bringing you back to your soul. That's what's satiating. It's like, sure, we have a lot of things we want to accomplish in this lifetime. Yeah. But when we do it aligned with our higher self, aligned with our soul, like, there's this freedom that comes with it. There's this like acceptance of like, this is who I am, and I'm living in integrity and I'm living in authenticity, and this is like the best I can do, and I'm going to keep doing it authentically and aligned to my highest best self.
Yes. Well, I mean, I feel like we're at a good point to wrap up. That was so beautifully said. Is there anything that we missed or anything you want to add or touch on before we go, or even just something that your heart feels called to?
Sure. Yeah, I think it's just that, like, you know, deep down inside, if you have an aching, if you have a desire and you feel like you're meant for more, like, there is something that's attainable. Like, everything that is in our birth chart is meant to be made manifest. And if you have a deep desire for something, chances are it's something that you're supposed to pursue. A lot of times, like, people later in life, and when I have clients like who are older in their 60s and 70s, they have a lot of regret. They have a lot of regret for the things they didn't do. Like, no one ever has regret about the things that they did try. So it's like knowing that you have something in you that you likely want to experience in this lifetime, please honor that. And please witness yourself in that. And if you want to use the lens of astrology or anything, like whether you're into human design or Enneagram or anything, to like give yourself permission, give yourself permission to try the things you want to try, because later in life, like, you're going to regret that you didn't try it. So it's like, maybe you're like, oh, I know I'm meant for something more, but it feels uncomfortable. That's likely part of the journey. That difficulty, that edge, that crunchiness is part of something you're supposed to experience. And as you do, you will have just tremendous satisfaction. So it's like, if you know that there's something, and 2024 is the year, like, really, like, the astrology started, like, really fast. Like, last year, like, 2023, like, it was like a slow start. We didn't even get moving till March. But, like, we do have this, like, shift that's happened at the beginning of the year, and this forward momentum. If you feel that you're meant to do something, start poking around and start trying it. Start giving yourself permission to pursue it, because you don't want to get down the line and then have regret that you never tried it. You know, I think depression a lot of times is, you know, a lack of ability to tap into your potential. So it's like, you feel like you have this, like, wasted potential. Don't waste your potential. Go for it and start trying. And if you need help, if you need support, like, reach out and try and get to know yourself. If you need permissions, I needed permission so many times before I became a psychedelic star witch. You know, like, get the permission you need, be witnessed in your weird, and do it. That's what's coming through most.
Yes, I love that. And I love that you're a psychedelic star witch. Hell yeah. Yeah. That's a great title. How can someone book to work with you?
Well, I'm very active on Instagram. I share energy updates with the transits, of the astrological transits. So you can reach me on my website, NicoleDarren.com, or at Nicole Darren on Instagram. There's a link in my bio to book an astrology session. That's a great place to start. There are also links to book a one-on-one microdosing consult, where we can talk about your protocol and if you'd be a great fit to do this work with me too. So that's just a really good place to start, is my Instagram or my website. And then just, you know, take my videos, like, see if they resonate with you, like, see if it helps you connect more with the cosmos or understand what's going on. And if you feel so inclined, like, reach out to book and we can start there.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, good. Everything is going to be in the show notes, so anybody can just go down and click and find you. You're very easy to find. And I love your updates and following you. And I'm so happy that we did this. It was my honor to be able to amplify your voice out into the cosmos.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicole. So much to me. I can't wait till we can reconvene in person again. I got to get back to Austin.
Actually, I'm coming to DC mid-May, so maybe you'll be around.
Yeah, I believe that is in the cards. Maybe we'll catch a concert or something.
Oh, yay. I can't wait. I can't wait. And thank you to everyone who joined today. I hope this expanded your outlook, and maybe you want to work with Nicole. I certainly do now. And thank you so much for being here, because every time we do, we're taking those steps that she was talking about and showing up in ways that can expand us. And we never know how that's going to manifest, but expansion is a good thing. So thank you for being here. You're your own star witch. So trust that. And I love you all so much. Subscribe to the newsletter, amyedwards.com or amyedwards.info, and you can stay up to date. We have amazing guests still on the horizon. And thank you to our amazing guest today, Nicole Darren. Thanks again, Nicole. Thank you to you. Till next time.
This has been the Amy Edwards Show from Overcome Studios. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe. And thank you so much for being here. Sign up for our newsletter at amyedwards.com.